We thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign over the affairs of our nation. We ask for your guidance and wisdom for our leaders, and for your healing over our lands, that we can truly be one nation under God. Amen. During the Rosary, I could clearly see a distinct line right down the middle of the Eucharist, dividing the Blessed Sacrament evenly in half. I heard Jesus say, "A house divided." During these turbulent times, countries, ethnic groups, religious organizations, Christians, hometowns, and your very own households will be divided on account of me. My people, do not waver in your belief in me. Your faith will be truly tested in upcoming trials, and you must remain on the Father's side. So many of my dear ones will fall away, and their hearts will grow cold, and they will curse me and the day they were born. I need your intercession for unwavering faith and steadfastness for these souls. So many are trying to change outcomes and circumstances, but they are relying on their own strength and not on mine. This frame of mind and perspective, if continued, will be their downfall. My precious ones, your need for me must be so strong, fully dependent on my goodness and graces, like that of a helpless child. Resemble your God and no one else. Your cooperation in imitating me and making an effort to resemble me in all of your thoughts and ways will be your saving grace before my judgment seat. Do not engage in arguing or showing irritation with others when they don't believe in their Creator or are persecuting and showing you unkindness. Love them. Pray for them. Show them my love through you. Care for them and offer them your best, and in this way you will glorify my mercy. Just then, during the last decade of the Sorrowful Mysteries, one of our brothers said, "Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you."